Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Myra with Family First. Am I speaking with Sheriff Grant?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you today?
I'm good.
I'm glad to hear that. You were saying that you had an update regarding the patient. Joyce
Yeah,
with me.
she'll be out on Friday. So she'll be out on Friday. And basically, I don't know. I don't think y'all, that's why I was calling Yona. Do y'all not do 24-hour care there?
24 hours care. Not sure, but I can find that out for you.
Yeah, because the hospital is basically requesting 24-hour care, and I kind of been told her that she needed to contact
Okay.
somebody, but I also need her coordinator's number so I could give it to the hospital too. He gave it to me. I just don't remember his name, so I don't know what name it's saved under.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, regarding the authorization for 20 hours care, you or the patient should reach out to the insurance company to request that. But I
So
have the number.
they're going to reach out to them themselves, but they just don't got the
Okay, the
information they
number.
need because, then another thing is I don't think my hours was correct last week, so but I can't get into my HCM to go, and it says that when I go on there now, it says like that the company is not there or something, like something weird, like it says some weird, like.
Well, regarding the HMC to go, I can send you the instructions and your username so you can access it.
Okay, I know my user, but my username is literally, that's what I'm saying, like that's how I know it's like weird, because my username is, saved in there already. But when I go to put my like go log in with my password like I usually do, it's saying that the company is not there, so maybe it got disconnected. I don't know. But yeah, it's
Yeah, I
weird.
can send you the instructions. It was probably that. You just need to log in again. But I can send you the information for that. First, regarding the insurance number, I have the number right here.
What's
Do you
his
have
name?
something to write it down?
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, what's his name?
The name is Gary,
Yeah.
Gary.
I think that's an old one. I don't think that's. But I'm gonna call this one and I probably could get a new one. That's cool.
Yeah, that's the one that we have. If you find out that there is a new one, please let me know.
I think it's a new one. Pretty sure it's a new one. And what's the number?
It's 267-262-9735.
Got it. And so Friday she should be out of there, man. And or unless, do you know if I have upcoming pay for this week on Friday?
No, since all of last week the patient was at the hospital.
Yeah, cause that's it's like on my joint I'm missing, cause I did work that Saturday, and I don't know, I gotta also just look at my hours because it was like
Okay. Yeah, because
that joint was too short. It was like I didn't work that little of hours for it. It was like $600. I'm like, wait a minute,
Okay.
hold up, I didn't
Well,
work
we
that
can
little
try
of
to
hours.
find that out right now because I do see that you got paid from Monday until Friday. The patient was
Yeah.
admitted to the hospital on Sunday, but
Right.
you also have Saturday open there. Maybe Saturday is the day that is missing.
Saturday and Sunday, because she got admitted on Sunday, but that was like 5 at night, 6 at night, you feel me? So I would have been missing 2 hours from that Sunday. So basically, I should have got a 4 weeks pay minus about 2, 3 hours.
Okay, 5 or 6 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I had a different time here. I had that she was taken to the hospital at around 8 a.m.
Where
on
did you get that from?
Sunday. Well, I think well, it was by you, but it was
Nah,
probably just the
you must
wrong
have heard me.
time.
Yeah, nah, that wasn't me.
Okay. Okay, well, send me those two timesheets, the one for Saturday 27 and the one for Sunday 28, and I will confirm those.
All right, and will that make it by this pay, or that's probably gonna be on the next one?
Let me check because payroll closes today, so I do have to check.
Yeah, we gotta do it like right now. I'll pull my car
Yeah.
over to get
No,
that
but
on
because the
here.
patient also has to sign it.
Oh, I can go to her right now as well. I promise, because I planned on going to see her anyway.
Okay. Well,
Because we got, and
as
I'm
of
in West Philly
now,
by her house. Yeah.
okay. Well, as of now, payroll still hasn't closed. So if you could do it as soon as possible, that would be great. But I do have to let you know that payroll can close at any minute now. So if you do it as soon as possible,
What time do you leave?
at 5.
All right, 'cause I'm gonna be
5 p.m.
to her in about another 20 minutes. I was over anyway.
Okay,
So that was
okay.
excellent.
Yeah, just send it as soon as possible. I will confirm them and let's hope that it gets to payroll.
All right, so go ahead and send me the patient. And mind you, she got a sign, like right now, she can't even move her arms. So what do you want me to do?
I
Just
wouldn't be sure.
use her finger and wipe it or something?
I wouldn't be sure, to be honest, because I don't know the details, so.
Yeah, no, I know, like, I've worked for Home Health Aid for a long time. So that's why, like, when I put, like, the J the last time, that's, like, usually the stuff they'll do. They don't want you to sign it for them, no matter what. So even if I got to move her finger and just write a J with her finger and she confirmed, that's cool. They'll take that. Because that's
I'm
the
sorry, I
only
wouldn't
option.
know.
Yeah, so that's cool, but that's what I'm gonna do. So it's gonna be basically like last week. I'm gonna just use
Okay.
her finger, wipe it down, 'cause she just weak. She just got out of surgery. That's why she's supposed to come home today, but they said that she was still weak. Like they calling me and keeping me updated with everything.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, just send those over, 'cause I'm be to her, and I'm at what 60th and Cobbs Creek, so I'm gonna be to her in probably like 15, 20 minutes. She's at Presbyterian.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay. You're welcome. Hope you have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.